Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I'm Tom Baxter with Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, a senior fellow, Long War journalist, where to follow this reporting, and because we're very pleased to be joined by Seth Frantzman of the Jerusalem Post and the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, reporting on the North. Most recently, Seth filed a story about a training underway for the Northern Command of the IDF, the officer corps. The question here is, training for what? An offense or a defense? The harassing fire from Hezbollah continues with casualties. Last time I checked, 80 to 100,000 people were evacuated and wanted to go home, but the border is live. So what do we know right now, Seth, about this training preparation? The Litani River was mentioned as a goal to drive Hezbollah back across the Litani. Is that in the near future? Do we know anything?
I mean, if we knew anything, that would probably be a bad thing. I don't think we want to know, if that was leaking, that they're going to go on an attack. But I think that what we know is that Israel has been messaging a lot about being up for getting ready for an offensive, getting prepared. What that means basically is this. In the first month of the war, it was a big chaos in the north with Israel scrambling to send enough troops there to stop a Hezbollah invasion that was Israel was worried was imminent. And then there was a thought process to maybe, preempt that. And then Israel decided to wait. And so the soldiers that were sent up there were reserve soldiers. They were taken off the line after about a month and a half or 2 months, and they were trained. But they were trained, in how to take villages and stuff if they had to, basically refresh their memory at, fighting in that environment. Now what's happened is, they've tried to do kind of, brigade, battalion, division level training. I think it's more to refresh the commander and officers level as opposed to refresh the infantry who have been refreshed. I think it's basically to get the, officers ready at the division and battalion and brigade level to exercise a big maneuver if they have to. So but the fact that they put out all that messaging seems to indicate, they're telling Hezbollah, listen, if you don't, stop, eventually this is what's coming. There's also a lot of messaging about the Air Force as well. Israel has said consistently that more than half of the Air Force is not only active in the north, but I think, according to the defense minister, is pointing to the north, basically saying, Israel's kept a lot of its powder dry and it can carry out a lot of attacks up there. So that's where things are at the moment. But, Hezbollah continues to attack Israel almost every day. And that means that Hezbollah is not deterred, nor are other parts of the Iranian axis deterred.
Bill, you have a question.
Yes, Seth. Are the Israeli people prepared for protracted conflict if Israel is too serious about driving Hezbollah north of the Litani? This would require ground forces, large numbers of Israeli troops to enter southern Lebanon. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would require, divisions to go in there and basically destroy, a huge amount of Hezbollah infrastructure and Hezbollah units. Hezbollah has a lot of fighters, although it doesn't have an endless number that can't recruit a lot more. But yeah, it would cause, tens of thousands of rockets to be fired at Israel. But I think the Israeli people have shown since October 7th that they're willing to weather the storm. I mean, let's remember there's still 150,000 Israelis who have been evacuated or living in hotels basically since October. That's 6 months. So Israelis are, I think, ready for the long haul. They just don't want to feel that they're fighting a war for nothing or that people's lives are being wasted needlessly. So as long as they feel it's necessary, I mean, the messaging you get from residents in the north is they want Hezbollah to be removed from the border. So if they're saying they want it, that means that they're willing to pay the price for it, which is a lot of rockets, but they've already paid that price because, I think more than 600 or 700 homes have been destroyed or damaged in the north. And as I said, almost 80,000 people evacuated. So they basically have already paid the price. So I think they're willing to go the distance then if necessary.
In your article about the training, Seth, you note correctly that the focus is on artillery, intelligence, engineering, and use of technology. That suggests these are lessons learned from Ukraine. Is that what we're looking at now, a transformation of the IDF to dealing with drones, counter drones, and drone attack?
Definitely drones are a big problem. I mean, Israel has already seen a lot of attacks by Hezbollah drones. There was just a drone attack today on Eilat from Iraq, and I think it was not detected sufficiently. So drones are a big problem because they have a low radar signature. They can fly low. They can fly in weird flight paths. They're not always easy to shoot down, you know, so there's a lot. That's a challenge. Drones generally don't win wars. I mean, they're just they can harass you or they can attack strategic infrastructure. You know, Israel's focusing on, you know, using artillery in a more precise manner and being able to kind of provide a curtain of fire that's very, very close to soldiers as they advance. It's trying to kind of improve that, let's say, what they call closing the loop on the enemy faster. In terms of engineering, there's a big focus on being able to build new roads and being able to move quickly into enemy territory and neutralize threats using, you know, D9 armored bulldozers or all sorts of other machinery up there. So it's a weird terrain in the north because it's not like Gaza. It's lots of hills and rocky country and, you know, lots of places for the enemy to hide. It's a complicated area to fight in.
Bill, we have about a minute. Quick question.
And to follow up on John's question, is there any indication that the Israelis are increasing their use of weapon systems like first-person view drones that have been so effective for both Russia and Ukraine in Ukraine?
I think Israel is using more drones. I don't know that particular types, but I mean, you know, Israel is trying to use more things. It definitely, Israel is a country that likes to use new technology, so it's always willing to experiment. It has lots of high-tech companies that love to play with toys like this. So there's a lot of stuff out there, but it may not need to use the types of things that Ukraine is using because, you know, a lot of that are civilian model quadcopters and things. You know, some of that stuff is expendable, which is cool, but some of it's not ruggedized for military environments. So you have to look at the pluses and the minuses.
Seth Frantzman, we thank him very much for a report both from Gaza and from the north, the northern border of Israel with Lebanon. For many years, I've been taught to ask about the War of the North. Is this it? Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. So is Seth. And Seth at the Jerusalem Post. You can follow his reporting each hour. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.